Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Monday, the 18th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. I was amazed at the reaction to my most recent TV interview, which was posted onto the internet with my interview quote as the title, China Market Not Looking So Bad. So there were a number of, shall I put it mildly, skeptical comments, which really show how poor the sentiment is for Chinese assets. However, price and volume are hard statistics. In fact, the Hang Seng Index has been making higher highs and higher lows since the middle of January this year, which is a bullish technical pattern. Now, for the bellwether Hang Seng Technology Index, which comprises of the higher growth technology-related stocks, it has entered the bull market by textbook definition, i.e. rising by 20% from the last bottom. Now, there has been increasing volume in the month of March. So this is an indication of the beginning of a possible return of buying interest in Chinese assets. Yet, we are all aware of the challenges surrounding the Chinese economy. Yes, the latest inflation number was better than expectations, but that was just merely one print. We also know that no significant stimulus came out from the National People's Congress. So the question in many investors' minds is this rally for real? Well, as a chess player, I'm quite aware that I do not need to play extremely well to win a game. Sometimes it is fine not to play so well, as long as I still play better than my opponent. In this case, there is increasing uncertainties in other key markets. For example, in the US, certain areas in the inflation statistics, such as shelter, continues to remain stickier versus expectations, leading to clouds in the timing and size of the Fed pivot. In Japan, the BOJ is likely to tighten this year, again, giving investors the excuse to stay put and observe. Now, these are relatively fresh issues compared to what the issues have been in China, which have been quite well known for a while and baked deeply into the valuation as discount versus equities in the other regions. So all the elements are in the making for potentially most reluctant rally for Chinese equities because of the increasing uncertainties in the other regions. So investors should consider having some exposure to Chinese equities. Now, we have talked about SOE in the past, where the government has asked the SOE management to boost market capitalization. Now, a few large stocks in the consumer discretionary, communication services, and technology sectors have also formed double bottom patterns as well, and those are worth the attention. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.